Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Bishul. And before we get to the practical applications of making coffee, making tea, putting a piece of meat or challah on top of the crock pot, I just want to go through the yesoides of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. The halacha is that a food that's considered a ma'ichel yavish, which means not a liquid food, as long as it's fully cooked, there is no iser bishul. You're allowed to warm this up and make it boiling hot on Shabbos. The exception is that you cannot put this on top of a fire. You cannot put it on top of a blech directly on top of the fire, because that's an iser nesina lechatchila. It looks like you're cooking. So the only way you can warm it up is by putting it on the counter near the blech, or putting it on top of a pot. On top of a pot that's sitting on a blech, then it will be mutter to put the food on top of that to warm it up, even though it gets boiling hot. And the reason why that's allowed is because ein bishul acha bishul. Once something cooked, you are allowed to reheat it. You're also allowed to take a piece of chicken that's cold and it's fully cooked. You're allowed to put it into a kli rishon. You're allowed to put it into a kli, the water that was taken off the fire. You're allowed to put it into that water, even that water is boiling hot. Because, again, ein bishul acha bishul, there's no iser bishul after something is cooked. Now, that's only if the food itself is cooked. But if it has spices on it that's not cooked, then you have to be careful not to put this on top of the crock pot or into your soup. For example, if you have a food that you put on spices afterwards, let's say you made chicken before Shabbos, and it's fully cooked, and you want to warm it up Shabbos day, but you added spices to it. You put a little pepper in it, a little salt on it. Now you want to put it on top of your crock pot. That's also gomer, because there's an iser bishul on the spices. You have to be careful that everything is fully cooked. If not, there could be an iser bishul. And we'll get later on in the practical applications to different liquids that go around that meat, if that's a problem or not. We'll talk about that in a different shir. Now that's davar yavish. A liquid food, there's a big machlokes that is yesh bishul acha bishul by liquid food. And the reason to say that there is bishul acha bishul is because there's a big distinction between solid foods and liquid foods. Solid foods, when you cook it, it alters the whole quality of the food. There was something raw, now it's cooked. Water, a liquid item, what makes it cooked is that it's warm, that it's hot. And now that it cooled off, it's ke'ilu, was never cooked. And therefore, those shitas hold, there's bishul acha bishul. And we passing like the Mohammedic shita, that yes, bishul acha bishul. If something, if a liquid item cooled off, I am not allowed to rewarm it. For example, if I have my cup of water that got cooled off, I cannot put it on top of my crock pot to warm it up. Because since it cooled off, there's an iser bishul acha bishul by liquid. But there is one kula, that if the water did not cool off legamri, it's still warm enough that you would enjoy it this way, even though it's not boiling hot, then the halacha is, there is no bishul acha bishul. That means if something is not standing legamri, it's not completely cooled off, you're still allowed to rewarm that liquid. So just to recap what we learned today, that by a davar yavish, by a solid food, this ain't bishul acha bishul, as long as you're not putting it directly on top of a fire or on top of a blech that's directly by the fire, then you're allowed to reheat the cooked food. Masha'inkin, liquid food, you cannot reheat liquid food if it cooled off legamri, if it became cool enough that you're not going to enjoy this anymore as a warm drink. The halacha is you're not allowed to rewarm it, because by liquid we are makbid and we are machmir that there could be bishul acha bishul.